From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Yesterday we missed out on talking about the Super Bowl. So,
wow.
Not that it hasn't been hashed about. Ratings. Lowest ratings in 11 years.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about the halftime show, which also was equally banned.
I couldn't figure out why Maroon 5. I mean, not that I don't like them, because I do.
No, Adam Levine, you know, on The Voice, you know, he's very popular.
Yes.
And Maroon 5 still is, in the contemporary world, is still releasing records. I mean, they're still, apparently their sales went up 587% on Sunday.
Wow.
But it's Maroon 5. That's what everybody's saying. So what's, you know, 587% of what? You know, I don't know.
They sell.
I don't know, but, you know, and then there was Nipplegate.
What was that about?
He took his shirt off.
Well, yeah, but it's, guys can do that.
The NFL made such a huge, huge issue over Nipplegate with Janet Jackson a few years back. You might remember that.
That's a female.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
There's a whole double standard thing.
You just want to be, it's like, well, men can, so women can too.
Women should be able to go
whip those shirts off, ladies.
I'm good with that.
Right. Whip them off.
Whip them off. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. We're back at it. What's going on?
So just to, you know, beleaguer the whole crap fest.
I like that word, beleaguer.
You know who probably would have been happy in the Super Bowl?
Who?
The Saints.
Yes, and I think my daughter and I talked about that yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would have been in the Super Bowl had it not been for one bad call in the championship game.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if Steve Goodall is thinking, I wonder if I can go back and change that now.
No. I bet he wishes.
Everyone wants a redo.
Yeah, right. Except Tom Brady.
Anyway. Oh, well, there's that.
Well, there's that. Anyway.
He now, you know, now he has to go take some time off to spend with his world's most perfect family.
It was him and Edelman at Disney World yesterday. I don't know if he took the kids or not. I'm pretty sure he took the kids. Hmm. They did the Disney World thing. They have to do that the day after. That's a deal with Disney.
Good.
That's
for
part
them.
Of the deal. It's like, you come in, you do the thing at the end, and you make the commercial.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing next? And then they have a celebration for them the next day at one of the parks.
Well, you know, it's probably the best day to go when you won, because you're pumped. You're still pumped.
Yeah,
you haven't slept all night.
Right.
But you're giddy pumped.
You're pumped and you're hungover, just like Gronkowski. Anyway, what's going on?
All right. Best and worst commercials according to USA Today's annual ad meter.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was some, it was a snooze fest over the last few years.
Yeah, and these commercials weren't,
we were
anything spectacular.
For those of us who aren't invested in the game itself, we want commercials. It needs to get back.
We want good commercials.
It needs to get back to the old days. Bring us the fun.
All right, bring us the fun.
All right, so the number one, there was some cute ones though. There
some.
Were. Coming in at number one, the NFL 100 commercial, which featured
dozens
of past and present NFL stars.
I agree with the best spot all day.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, it was celebrating NFL's 100th anniversary this year,
yep.
Which is, that's pretty impressive. That's a milestone.
Yeah, okay. Depends who you ask.
Yes, the people who yell the loudest are going to get, you know, noticed. But you know what? It's football. Put it aside.
Anyway, the spot was
people
good.
Are using platforms for the bad or the good. That's a different issue to me. I want to watch football.
Okay, so what about the spot?
Okay, anyway.
Platform lady.
Some say the NFL got it wrong because at one point in the spot, the greatest quarterback of all time, Joe Montana. He was throwing a pass to Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders intercepted it, which is all wrong.
That's all wrong.
That's
that would have never happened. It's always Montana to Rice.
And some say Joe was slandered because
he was slandered.
He would have never missed Jerry Rice.
Slanders his whole legacy. They need a do-over on that, too. The NFL just had a bad day all the way around on Sunday.
But it was cute.
It was cute. It was great. The girl at the end of that, Sam Gordon, is the girl that started the girls' tackle football league up in Utah.
Oh.
And she has been featured by the director of that spot because she's got a bright future in professional sports. She's 15 years old.
You know, women want to play football.
I would love to see. Well, we've seen women play football. Remember the lingerie bowl?
Anyway. By the way, the worst commercial. I ain't touching that one.
Which one was that?
Hashtag lots of stuff.
You too.
According to the poll, the old Burger King commercial with Andy Warhol,
what was that?
Pretty
Holy
lame.
Crap. 30 seconds of Andy Warhol unwrapping a Whopper, opening the bun to look at it, putting a bunch of ketchup on the paper, uh-huh. not on the hamburger. He put the bun back on top, and then he dips it in the ketchup. Uh-huh. Why did he even look at the hamburger? Like, am I missing cheese or whatever? This thing was shot like in the 70s. Know. It was horrible.
All right, just when you thought it was safe to log into Netflix, Goop is coming.
Oh, no.
Goop's on our way.
No. Oh, no.
Yep, Goop, the lifestyle brand started by Gwyneth Paltrow 10 years ago.
God, has it been that long?
Yes, and I can't believe it's still there.
Oh, shoot me now.
It's being ready for a multi-episode docuseries on streaming service coming to you this fall on Netflix. Brought to you by Netflix.
Great.
If you didn't like Netflix before, here's a reason that not to. In addition to segments hosted by Gwyneth Goopy Paltrow herself, Goop editors were also contribute hosting duties as well.
Well, good. It won't be all Goop. Yeah, I know, right?
Bored. Series, they haven't named a series yet. I know.
Until they bring out that $15,000 dildo and say, now this is lifestyle right here.
Well...
this is lifestyle right here, by golly.
That's right.
Sex toys.
Dr. Ruth is stumping for Sling.
I know, right? I love those ads. I love it. Hey, baby, want a sling?
Maybe she'll do
best
some
ads on TV right now.
She could come talk about the $15,000 vibrator. The show will also utilize experts, doctors, researchers, to examine issues relating to physical and spiritual awareness.
So they can actually back up their whole claim about the $15,000 vibrator. Okay.
Dr. Ruth is a doctor.
John Wayne was tall.
These mashed potatoes are so creamy.
So creamy. See? All right. Tomorrow is the Masked Singer. Can't wait. I'm like hooked on that show.
You love that.
I am hooked on that show. And I've already guessed who the rest are. And I'm not going to reveal.
Well, what's hard is that
because it could be wrong. It could be totally wrong.
I actually got home from work and my family was watching it last night.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was on Hulu or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you what's hard watching that show. Yeah. Coming in at the middle.
I'll bet.
Because I'm guessing stuff.
Saw Hulu go back in the...
Well, here I am guessing stuff and they're like, you know, smirking because they know more than I do.
Oh, because they know who...
They've heard all the clues.
Yeah.
I've only heard that clue.
Telling you, I think I know who the peacock is.
I don't.
All right, anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
I don't know who any of them are. I'm bad at this. And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.